الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وشد حبا لله، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب العباد، قال الله تعالى أحب العباد إلي يحبكم الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى العمل الذي يبلغنا حبك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders, brothers in Islam, we have been hearing many, many bayans in the Islahi Jalsa taking place. And one very great quality which every one of us has to imbibe within ourselves, bring within ourselves, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama say that there are many, many commands in Shariat in our deen. Salat is there, zakat is there, there is hajj, there is qurbani, many actions of deen. And there are many prohibitions. Stay away from haram, stay away from this, stay away from that. But outwardly it seems these all are very, very difficult for a person to do. But the ulama kiram say that if a person gets one quality within himself, he gets love within himself. Love makes every single thing easy for a person. For example, there is a mother. The mother has to wake up now, 12 o'clock at night, the child has missed the bed. So because the mother has got love for the child, she doesn't feel it a burden. She actually gets enjoyment that I have to wake up for my child and I have to change my child. 12 o'clock at night also, she has to breastfeed the child as the child is born, the first few months, 6 months, 1 year. How much of difficulty a mother undergoes. But why? Why does she undergo this love? Why does she undergo this difficulty? Because of love. So love is such a quality which when a person brings it into his heart, then the whole of deen becomes easy for a person. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Ghani Poolpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that every part of his body has got a certain nourishment. It gets a certain kind of enjoyment. Our stomach, we need food, we all understand that. Similarly, there is nourishment of the eyes. The person wants to see something beautiful, something very, very nice. He likes the beach, he likes the greenery, he likes beautiful sights. This is the ghiza and the nourishment of the eyes. And it's actually very good for a person to walk and to see beautiful sights. You know, Allah ta'ala has made many, many things halal for a person. Unfortunately, man's nature is al-insanu harithun fima munia. Whatever Allah says you don't do, then a person likes to do that. For example, Allah Ta'ala said, all animals in the world, two-legged and four-legged, is permissible to look at. All Allah has made it halal. But some two-legged animals, Allah said, woman, don't look at them. But then unfortunately, our gaze just wants to go there. So many, 99% of the things Allah has made halal for a person. Look at the sky, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at all the beautiful things in this world. No problem at all. So Allah has given the nourishment of the eyes in beautiful sight. A person's nourishment of his nose is to smell something beautiful. Every person likes beautiful things. He likes biryani, or in today's time, I don't know, all the pizzas and the junk food which a person likes normally. He likes the smell of the thing, and he gets enjoyment just by smelling that. He likes nice perfumes. It's the natural nature of man. Then when you see a person, his ears, he likes to listen to good and beautiful things. Islam has given permission, for example, a person listens to beautiful nizams, naat. A person listens to the tilawat of Quran Sharif. There are certain things Allah has prohibited because they are harmful for a person. But otherwise Allah has made halal for a person to listen to many, many things. So similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a heart. And in the heart, the ghiza and the food of the heart is love. So every person in this world loves something. We all love something. It's natural. A person has to love something. It's impossible you get a person who doesn't love anything. If the worst, he loves himself. Or he loves some woman, or he loves some food, or he loves a house, or he loves his business. And every person definitely loves himself. So this is love a person has got for himself. But the actual thing to bring in the person's heart is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an effort a person has to make. Ulama say that, see, there are two efforts a person can make in life. One is a person has got a beautiful garden. Now in the garden there is weeds growing. So he decides, I want to take out, get rid of all of these weeds. So now he starts, and he goes and takes out one weed, two weeds, five weeds, 10 weeds. Half an hour he takes to take out the weeds. And now after half an hour he turns back, you see the weeds have grown already. It's a very, very long effort, very difficult effort for a person. On the other hand, if a person takes a match, and he lights the garden, and all the weeds are destroyed 1 second, 1 minute. Now the thing is completely barren. Now he can plant whatever he wants to, and beautiful, beautiful plantations will come out. They say, if a person wants to remove every evil quality from himself, I got jealousy for other people, I got hatred for other people, I'm backbiting about other people, I haven't got fikr for my salat, I get no enjoyment in tilawat of Quran Sharif. So these are difficult for a person now to bring one quality into his life. So they say it's so easy, just light the match of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And all of these evil things will automatically come out, and the love of Allah ta'ala will come into a person's heart. So this is a very, very simple thing, and it's easy also, and something very, very enjoyable. And Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahib rahmatullah alayh, one of the efforts which he made, his tasawwuf was actually to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very easily a person will cross all the stages, and a person will get great, great closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people. So ulama say that now how will a person, why must a person love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the reason? So we'll mention a few things. What is the importance of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What benefit will we get if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And why should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how will a person attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they say firstly that anybody loves something in this world for one of five reasons. You love somebody or something, you love it for one of five reasons. The first thing you love a person is because of mal. Somebody got a lot of money, so you like him because of his money. There was one person, a wealthy person, so whenever people used to meet him, assalamu alaikum, he say, I'll convey the salam. Assalamu alaikum, I'll convey the salam. People say, when a person says assalamu alaikum to you, why didn't he say wa alaikum assalam? He say, you know, 10 years ago I was a very poor person, I had no money. No one used to make salam to me. Now today Allah has given me so much of money, they're making salam to me. They're not making salam to me, they're making salam to my money. So I'm thinking I'll convey the salams to the money, that you know what, so and so person sends salams to you. Because why? Because he got money now. Now everyone wants to make salam, they want to bow in front of him. They feel this man has got money. So this is one reason why people love other people. Second reason they love other people is because of jamal. Somebody has got beauty. So men automatically like that person because of beauty. And why does a person fall in love? Sometimes haram loves also, because of beauty. So Allah Ta'ala has kept beauty in this world, and a person falls in love due to beauty. However, every beauty in this world, like how money is temporary, beauty also is temporary. And the most foolish person is he, or a person who runs after temporary beauty, which is a woman of this world, the dogs, beautified dogs of this world. And in today's time, even people are running after boys, or the evil action of homosexuality, which is something which is so completely filthy and dirty. Luta alayhi salam said, "Inni li amalikum min al-qalin." I hate you people's action. I've got extreme hatred in my heart for this action. So it's not sufficient just for a person to say that, you know what, it's an evil action, or it's wrong, or I won't do it myself. But never mind, a person has got a choice in his life. Because today in the school, this is taught in the textbooks, that homosexuality is nothing wrong. A person has got a life choice. So actually we have to have hatred in our heart for this evil action of homosexuality, and for zina and fornication and all of these things. So this jamal, a woman has got this jamal and beauty. Her voice has got extreme beauty. That is why the ulama say that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the only Nabi of Allah who asked Allah, "Oh Allah, I want to see you." So this is the reason why he asked Allah Ta'ala to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he heard the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فُكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam. So because he heard the voice of Allah Ta'ala, he wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you listen to the voice of somebody, one lady is phoning you every day, automatically in your heart, this thing will come. I wonder how she looks. She sounds so nice. She must be tasting so nice also. So because you're hearing the voice all the time, you're hearing of that person. That is why ulama say, is that permissible for a person now to listen to a woman's voice also? Unnecessarily, if there's a necessity with a harsh voice, she must speak. The Quran says that, فَلَا تَقْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَتْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. Don't lower your voice. Don't speak with a normal voice also when you're speaking to men. Be a bit harsh in your voice. Be a bit harsh in your voice. And in the past, we heard about some ulama, not very long ago, recent times, 56 years ago, they wouldn't allow their wives to even answer the telephone. You don't answer the phone because maybe it's a man speaking there. Only if I phone you, you can answer. Now in those times there was no identity caller. How are you going to know your husband is phoning you? They say, I'll phone one time, I put the phone down. Phone second time, I put the phone down. The third time, you know it's me. Three times I'm phoning you. But if any other person phones, you don't answer because maybe it's a man. There was one very great alim from Syria who came here. His grandfather, they were saying that in his house, they would not allow the woman, if somebody knocks on the door, to even say, man, who is there? The man doesn't even hear the word man. So they had a knocker inside the house. So if the man knocks from the outside, he'll knock from the inside. So that no one must hear the other person's voice. And how many people have mentioned, because of the voices, they got involved in zina, fornication, adultery. So this also is a very big fitna in today's times. Unfortunately, even on radio stations, when one person was telling me, hey, I just like the auntie's voice. I put on the radio station especially to listen to her voice. And what a voice she got. You see, when I sit there and listen to that bayan, I'm not thinking of any bayan. I'm getting other ideas, and I wonder what and where I'm fantasizing and thinking of. So for a person, for example, to keep dealings with a woman, talking with a woman freely, this is something which destroys the heart of a person. For surely it destroys a person. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. This jamal, it is actually Allah's great favor upon us. Allah has made it haram. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells to the believers, lower their gazes. Why Allah has made it haram for us? Because when we will look at other women, our hearts will become attached to other women. And then when a person's heart becomes attached to another woman, he forgets everything. He forgets his halal wife also, and he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That filth and dirt which comes in a person's heart, he's got love of somebody else. The ulama say that when a person does any guna and sin in his life, then his heart turns away from Allah ta'ala 90 degrees. But when the love of a woman comes in his heart, then 180 degrees away turns from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is making sajda also, and he's sitting and thinking about that woman. Allah ta'ala protect and save us. And in today's time with the cell phone, where people are going crazy and wild, and women they don't even know. Women don't know men, men don't know women. I met one boy, I caught him with a cell phone, and now I'm seeing his messages. He's sending messages to 20 women, every one of them he loves. And he's writing letters to them, and they are answering to him. It's all a deception. One person went to the shop, he said, I want to buy a card. My love is only for you. He said, no problem. He said, I want 10 of these cards. And he sent to 10 different women. So all of this love is all a lie. There's no loyalty in that, and it's all a deception. And outwardly it seems very, very nice. As they say, the grass is always greener on the other side. So when a person is looking at someone else's wife, hey, look at that woman, how beautiful she is. Now he wants to run to that woman. All the time Allah has given him gold at home. And everybody, every one of them has got the same thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna ma'ama." What she's got, the other one has got exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Only that maybe the packaging is slightly different. Otherwise, one is a little bit brown in color, one is a little bit white in color, one is black in color. Packaging is slightly different. Otherwise, it's exactly the same thing. And now a person is going wild and is going mad. And he's falling for another woman, and his heart turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the great harm of this is at the time of death, whatever is in the heart of a person comes out. Many, many people have lost their iman at the time of death because of the love of a woman. One person at the time of death, he was asked to recite kalima. He said, I make tawbah. He asked, make tawbah. He said, I make tawbah from all my gunas, but the guna of that woman. I love that woman more than I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And saying this word, he passed away with kufr. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So if a person is caught in love, illicit love affair, remember eventually a person gets caught out, he becomes embarrassed, he becomes disgraced. As Imam Shafi Muhammad Aqsa Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he say, lower your gaze, you become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get Allah in your heart, then people will carry your shoes. And on the other hand, you fall in love with a woman, then people will take the same shoes and bang your head with it. They'll give you a good hiding and they'll chase you and disgrace you and embarrass you. Thodi der ki lizzat hamesha ki zillat. For a short while a person gets enjoyment. He embarrasses himself, he disgraces himself forever and forever. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. A person can be married in today's times where with a cell phone, how it makes a person's mind go off. One person with a cell phone, he was walking, so engrossed in the cell phone, instead of walking into his flat, he walked into his neighbor's flat. He was walking, looking at his cell phone, he sat down, looking at the phone. The neighbor's wife, she's also on the cell phone. She thought her husband came in the house, she brought a cup of tea, she put it in front of him. So anyhow, he got a shock, he looked up. And he sees his neighbor's wife coming and giving him tea. Then suddenly he sees his neighbor walking in. He got a shock of his life now. His neighbor walked in. His neighbor is also on the phone. He walked inside there. He looked up. He saw his friend. He said, sorry, I'm in the wrong building. He walked out. So that unfortunately is our condition today. The cell phone has made a person completely mad in his head. It's like a hell phone. It destroys a person. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. And because of going on the cell phone, where a person goes on to doubtful things, then eventually Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will fall into haram. So what happens on the cell phone now? Before, I'm a pious person, I go to the khanka, I go in jamaat, I can't have a TV in my house. So we've got no TV in our houses. But the kuffar have brought the cell phone in our hands. Now we go on WhatsApp. Me, I only got 1-2 contacts, but now that person sends you a video. He sends you a film. So now automatically the picture is there. Let me just open and see what they've got there. I got no bad intentions. Now a person is watching a picture, and where he came, I'm only sending messages. Eventually it comes into pictures. And then from one picture it goes to our next picture, and then eventually woman pictures come on there. And then half-naked woman. And where it takes the person to. Pious people have fallen very, very deeply into the trap, where they're sitting, just one pop-up came on the computer screen, and now they're sitting and they're involved in it. They destroyed their whole life because of this here. The wife is thinking, my husband is sitting, and he is working very, very hard for us. He's earning his rosy all the time. He's sitting there till 11, 12 o'clock at night. One lady, good lady, pious lady, never leaving her house. She went, some friends told her, you go on the internet, you just keep this one, two, very nice sites they've got. She started going on certain sites, started speaking to certain people, and eventually she fell in love with another person. Her husband, the children are at home, they don't know what she's doing. The whole day she's sitting and discussing with that person. So one day that man told her, let us meet at so and so place. And now, one night, she quietly went out of the house. Next morning, her husband wakes up, finds the wife is not there. Where's the mother? They find the phone, the police station. They find her in one place. She's been abused. She's been killed, murdered, and she's left to pass away in one certain place. Imagine living in this world in such a condition. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So this is a very big fitna in today's time. And when a person goes into it slightly, the best and safest is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that stay away from doubtful things also. It's such a shubuhat. A person who stays away from doubtful things, he has saved his deen, he has saved his izzat and honor. So if a person doesn't need these things, stay very, very far away from it. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. And a person who has got some need for it, a very basic need, use it according to necessity. Otherwise, don't ever get involved in these things, how people are going, destroying their lives. So anyhow, the second reason why a person loves somebody is because of jamal and beauty. The third reason is because of kamal. A person has got some kamal, some perfection in him. Because he is perfect, he's a very, very good in something, whether it's something completely nonsensical or so. One person went to one mufti sahab, says, come to my house, there's one person coming there. He takes a blade and he puts it in his mouth, and then he takes it out after the day. So mufti sahab said, what a stupid thing, so idiotic it is. So then eventually he said, let me go, I'll give some tabligh, I'll give some nasiha to these people. He went next door, he said, he told the person, what are you doing this here? What benefit are you getting? It's such a stupid thing. He said, the thing is for love of dunya, love of money, love for name and fame. That's the only reason you're doing it. Otherwise it's got no benefit at all to a person. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, one day one person came, he brought some pen, he took 10 pens, he put it up. And then he took one pen, now the hole of the pen is very small. And he took the one pen and he threw it through. All through the way, it went through the whole of all 10 pens, came out on the other side. He did some, how many years must have taken into practice on this. So Harun al-Rashid said, we are the king, you know, people came with expectations. Don't leave that person's expectations. Give him 10 dirhams or 50 dirhams of gold coins or whatever. And give him 10 shots or so with a whoop. Because he wasted his salahiyat and ability in this junk, useless thing. So there are how many people, they're wasting their lives in cricket. Fathers are proud, my son is playing cricket, he got colours. He wants to play for Transvaal or Gauteng or whichever place. Or he's playing for the South African team, or he's going to play soccer. All of these things are a waste of time. We feel it kamal in the day. A person is playing this sport, this game, and now he's got 5,000 points, 10,000 points. What benefit is there to the human beings? What benefit is there for himself? No benefit at all. But how a person, because akhirat is not in front of us, we've forgotten where our object of life is, where we are going to. We are going towards akhirat. As Imam Abdul Hamid Adhan Barakatan gives a beautiful example. A person is going to the, he's at the airport, and now his flight is there in 15, half an hour's time, the flight is leaving, and he's late already. So they say, quickly run. You need to reach gate number A, or 5A. And 5A, it takes about 30 minutes to reach there, or 35 minutes to reach there. But he only got half an hour left. So he's walking with his wife and children, and they are running now. They have to reach the gate. And then one person tells him, then he starts to see some games on the side. He says, hey, let me go play these games. I don't get it at home. Say, why are you playing these games now? So he gives a shot, he's done one shot. Come, we in a hurry now. You've got a destination to reach. The plane is leaving just now. So somebody says, you are very hard, father, you. Let the child play, man. He wants to play some games. What's wrong with playing games? There's nothing wrong at all. So the father will say, you are a foolish person. I've got a destination. Once I reach the destination, my son can play how much games he wants to. No problem. But now I've got this, quickly I have to reach my destination. So we are also on this path of dunya. We've got a very, very short while. And eventually we are going to reach akhirat. And then a person can do what he wants to. لَوْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Whatever you want to do in akhirat, Allah Ta'ala say, kept for you. So if you want to watch cricket, just say to yourself, ya Allah, I'm on a journey now, it's my exam time. And exam time, a person can't waste his time. You know, many children, when it's exam time, they don't watch TV and they don't watch films. It's haram to watch these things. But what they do is they tape it. After the exam, they watch all of these films. What I missed for the 2 weeks. So I always tell my friends, I say, you know what? If you really want to watch a cricket match, soccer match, you want to watch a film, no problem. You just tape it. You say, after my imtihan of this dunya, inshallah, I'll watch all those films there. So you just keep a name of a record of all of this. Inshallah, one day, when I pass away, I go to an akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will say, whatever you want, you can enjoy yourself here. So then you can play all the cricket matches, you can play all the soccer matches, you can be the main best batsman also there, you can score all the hundreds also. But in Jannat is whatever a person desires. But in this world, we've got a short while to create kamal and perfection within ourselves. and not to waste our time in the things of the dunya. So the third thing is the person, he loves somebody because of kamal and perfection. The fourth thing, he loves somebody is because of nawal, ihsan. Somebody does a good favor to you. So automatically you start loving that person. So if somebody comes to you, he helps you, especially when you're in difficulty, in problems. The moment you are right down and out, no one was, your rental was behind. And now you're in great difficulty, a person comes and helps you at a time of difficulty. For the rest of your life, you'll never ever forget the ihsan of that person. So this is the fourth reason. And the fourth reason you love somebody is because of qurb. That person is close to you. He got no money, he got no looks, he got no perfection, but he's your father. He's your father, he's your brother, his closeness he has got to you. So because of that you love him. Now ulama say that all of these five qualities are found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the greatest extent. If you look at mal, what does man have? We are running behind man, asking man for our things. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the treasures of the heavens and the earth are only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never become angry with you. You ask a human being, he becomes angry. One time he accepts, he'll give you. Second time he'll give you. But eventually he gets tired of giving a person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, being the more you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will give you. When a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his dua is definitely accepted. Ulama say in one of five ways a person's dua is accepted. You want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is Allah ta'ala gives it to you. As soon as you ask Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, I went to see this girl, I need my answer today. And the phone will say your marriage is proposal accepted. SubhanAllah, you ask Allah, immediately Allah gave it to you. You're asking for a job, you ask Allah ta'ala, Allah gives it to you. This is one way Allah accepts dua. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves your crying. So Allah says, I won't give you straight away. My banna, continue asking me. I love when you're asking me. I want you to speak to me more. If I give it to you now, you'll stop making dua to me. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah, said in today's time, many people are going through problems in life. You say, if you've got any problem in your life, the solution is two things. Istighfar and dua. You ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness because the gunas, because of our sins, we are going through problems in life. So you ask Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. Continue making tawbah and istighfar and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who can remove our problems. No psychiatrist can remove our problems. No other people can remove. No depression. You go into depression, you get worse. It is only Allah who can remove our problems. You make dua to Allah ta'ala, cry to Allah ta'ala and see how Allah will solve all your problems. So when a person asks Allah ta'ala, Allah doesn't give you immediately, but after some while sometimes. Sometimes Allah doesn't give you what you want. But Allah ta'ala gives you something better than what you asked for. Allah ta'ala gives you something what you make dua, especially youngsters when you're getting married, that's the only time they make dua of istikhara. Whereas istikhara is all the time you must make this dua. So they're making dua, Ya Allah, I want to get married to so and so woman, I want to get married to so and so woman. And then suddenly you hear that she's proposed to somebody else. Now your heart is broken. Ya Allah, I made so much of dua, I cried to Hajjud for 2 weeks, and I wanted really to get this woman. Anyhow, she gets married. 6 months later, you hear that she killed her husband. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I never got married to her, Ya Allah. Where I should have been today. So now you get excited. Because why? Allah wanted to give somebody better to you. That instead of that woman, you got somebody far, far better than that there. So when you make dua to Allah, Ta'ala, Allah will give you something better than what you are asking. Sometimes you are asking, Allah, I want a lot of money. But Allah knows if you get a lot of money, it will turn you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives you tawfiq of deen. Allah gave you tawfiq to go in jamaat. You went 40 days. I made so much of dua to go to get money. I never got that money. But you went in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you came to the Khanka. So that Allah Ta'ala brought you here. Because of your dua you made for something else, Allah Ta'ala gave you something better than that. Fourth thing, when a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't give him what he asked for. But some calamity is coming from the skies. It's about to afflict a person and destroy a person. But that dua comes now and it pushes that calamity away. Until the day of Qiyamah, they continue fighting and wrangling with one another. So this is the fourth way which duas are accepted. And the fourth way which duas are accepted is, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will tell his banna and servant, oh my banna, you asked for so and so thing, I gave you this. You asked for this, I gave you this. You asked for this, I removed this calamity. But you asked for certain things which I never gave you in this dunya. But now in the year after, I'm going to give it to you. This are all the rewards for it. And when a person looks at the rewards which Allah has kept for him, Ya Allah, why did you accept any of my duas in this world? I wish you had kept all of my duas for akhirat. Because what and what bounties you have got here because of the duas which I had made in this world. So my dear brothers, even when you ask somebody for anything, don't ask human beings. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who can give us everything. All mal, everything in this world is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it comes, that if the whole of mankind, every human being, jinn and ins, they have to stand in one plane, and they have to ask Allah ta'ala whatever they want to. And Allah grants every one of them whatever they want. Allah grants every single person. This will not diminish the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how when a person takes a needle, and he puts it in the ocean, and he takes it out. How much of water comes out from that ocean? Even so much of treasures of Allah Ta'ala doesn't become less. This is the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first thing. If you want mal, who has got lot, abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are looking for jamal and beauty, The real beauty Allah Ta'ala has created in this world, many, many beautiful sights. But this is to lead us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's love. And the real beauty, a person, when he will make effort on his heart, and the beauty of Allah will become exposed to him. And how will this happen? When a person takes out the beauty of other things from his heart, he makes an effort, he doesn't look at haram. And at that time he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I am not looking at haram for your pleasure. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give me your beauty in my heart. And then when Allah Ta'ala will expose to a person, we cannot see Allah in this world. It's impossible. But we will see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala in the year after with our eyes, our physical eyes. But a person who makes effort in this path, he will see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala with his heart. So this is when a person sees the beauty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, all the other beauty of the things of this dunya will fall in a person's eyes, it will come to nothing at all. Because when a person will see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must make effort to see the beauty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this world. And how in the beginning, we'll see all the beautiful sights, and attribute them to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And oh Allah, if this is how beautiful you have made the creation, how beautiful you must be. Ulama say that all the women of the world, if a person is running after one woman, how foolish he is. He's running after one woman, one Layla of the dunya. Allah is the creator of millions and billions of women. Imagine a person gets Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in his heart. What enjoyment a person will get. With one beauty, he's getting so much of enjoyment. Imagine getting Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in our heart. So this is the second thing. If you were running after somebody because of beauty, Allah has got beauty, complete beauty. If you are running after somebody because of kamal, perfection, all perfection is only in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Human beings, what perfection have they got? Every human being himself is so weak. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. All of you are muhtaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No perfection, no human being, whatever perfection he has got, it has come from his own side, it's only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you see a beautiful painting, it is not the painting which is perfect, it is the expertise of the painter. So every perfection in this world is not our perfection, it is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is perfect. Allah's creation, how Allah created every single thing in this world, how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala formed everything in this world, Allah's rahmat and mercy, how perfect it is. In every aspect, if a person looks, we have no time now to delve, but in every aspect of this whole world, if a person looks, he will see the kamal and perfection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So if you are running after somebody because of perfection, you can only run after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you are running after somebody because of nawal, of ihsan, of favors, then the only being to run after is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because who has bestowed us with every single favor in this world? Whatever we have got is only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And really, وَفِيَ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, look in your own lives, what and what ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The other day I was reading one tafsir kitab, and they mentioned one ajeeb point. They say when a person sits in the car, so there is a sunnah dua to read, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. But in the ayat of the Quran, Allah says, thumma tadhkuru ni'mata rabbikum. Think of the bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala before sitting on the conveyance. And they say, what is the bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? They said that the one bounty Allah Ta'ala has given you, that Allah has given you the ability to sit in a conveyance. Other people are all walking, but Allah has given you a car. What a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Do you ever ponder about this? What a ni'mat, Allah is putting me in a plane and I'm going from one place to another place. Ulama say in past times, what bounties Allah has given human beings today's time, Allah has never given it to the people of the past. And physical bounties. And they say the amount of nashukri we make in today's time, never in the past people made so much of nashukri, ungratefulness to Allah Ta'ala. They say in the past eras, if a king also wanted to travel from here to Durban, he will have to sit on his horse and cart. It will take him maybe 10 days to travel from here to Durban. Today a poor man, he'll pay 150 rand, and in 6 hours he will sit in a bus and he will be here in Johannesburg. The poor man of today's time. You see, the kings of the past, if they wanted water, they had to go outside in the wells and draw out the water, get someone to draw out the water for them. Today the poor man in his own bedroom, he's got the end suite, and he lifts up the tap and water is coming down, cutting from there. What and what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So when a person is sitting in the car, Allah has given you a car, what a ni'mat. And the ulama said, the other ni'mat Allah has given you is that of all the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you will never find any of them, any of the other creations, using another animal as conveyance. You'll never find one horse, he's telling the bull, I need a lift today, I'm tapping on your back, take me to so and so place. You'll never find, even if a fly is sitting on the elephant's back, he's not controlling the elephant. He's sitting there getting a free lift, but he can't go where he wants to. The elephant is taking him wherever he wants to. But Allah has kept us human beings who are so weak, that the animal is so big and strong, but Allah has made us powerful over the day. That we can control the horse and take the horse where we want to. That huge car, we are driving it at 120 kilometers per hour, 150 kilometers per hour, and we've got full control of the day. This is the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what and what ni'mat and bounties Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So this is the nawal and ihsana. The more a person will think about the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the more a person will fall in love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the fifth reason they say is because of qurb. You are close to somebody. You are close to our fathers, our brothers, our children. So because of that, we've got love for them. Your child can be somebody who is retarded. But because he is your child, you've got no perfection in him. But because he is your child, you've got love for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm even closer to you than your Jabdul Afain. Never mind other people, then your own self, Allah is more closer to us than they are. So any of these five qualities, if a person is looking for love, then the only being to love is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala make us realize this year that the importance of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama say, what is the benefit now of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The great benefit is, if a person got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got everything in this dunya. He's got the happiness of the heart. Because if a person has got filth and dirt in his heart, he's got the wrong things in his heart, what benefit is there? He will leave this world. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy means the one who is living forever and forever. So if we connect our hearts to Al-Hayy, the one who is living forever and forever, our hearts will remain alive forever and forever. And if we connect our hearts to anything which is dead, which will come to an end eventually, our hearts will die. If a person takes a plug, for example, of the fan, and he connects it to one electric socket which is dead, and he puts it inside, will any electricity come? Will the fan start working? No, because it is dead. So you put something which is dead to something which is dead, you connected it, so it will remain dead. The heart which is dead, if you connect it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fan is dead, but you connect it to a power supply, and now the energy is going through there, now the fan is moving, it's giving you a benefit. So the heart of a person is dead. But when we connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give life to our heart. And forever we will remain alive. We will remain alive in this dunya. In the qabr, when a person will go in the grave, a person will be frightened. But that person who connected his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that heart will remain alive. And imagine on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be running around. Great, great fear. But that person's heart was alive. He had connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will see to all his matters. Allah is not that being that if you will make friendship with him, then at some time Allah ta'ala will leave you in the lurch. No, Allah ta'ala is very, very loyal. Everyone else of the dunya will leave you. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, ahbib man shi'ita, fa innaka mufariqu. Love whoever you want to in the dunya, but remember eventually you will have to separate from him one day. The only being you won't separate from is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine a person made effort in this world to get the love of Allah in his heart. What a fortunate person that is. Allah will be there for him in this dunya. Allah will be with him in the qabr. Allah will be with him in the day of qiyamah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anybody interferes with you, Allah ta'ala says, مَنْ عَدَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. You don't interfere with my wali. You interfere with him, I declare war with you. So imagine when a person becomes a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, if a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever a person has got needs in this world, Allah will look after him. The Buzurgan Adeen mentioned that we have got the most amount of happiness in this world. The whole world today has got depression because they want more and more. And no matter how much more you get in your life, in this world, your heart always desires more and more. But there is only one being that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no shore to the end, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it continues and continues. The person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets true happiness in his life. Because as he continues progressing, he gets more and more enjoyment in the dunya. And every person in the dunya, he gets a woman, now he wants a second woman. He wants a third woman. He got money, he wants more money. 100,000, I'll be happy, I want a million now. He got a million, he wants 2 million. 2 million, he's not happy with that day. Whatever a person has got in this world, and eventually there's a certain place which comes when a person cannot get more. So eventually a person becomes mad, he commits suicide. But a person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his enjoyment increases more and more. So much so the ulama say, that a person who is a Muslim also, he's got iman, and he passes away, he was a normal Muslim, he did his good actions, he performed his salat, but he never have marifat of Allah, he never have recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he passes away, his actions will come to an end. And he will go in the qabr, he will live there for some while, he will get a little bit of reward, etc. But they say the person who has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his status in the qabr also will continue increasing and increasing and increasing. The enjoyment which he will get with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say on the day of qiyamah, the believers will get jannah. But those who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment they will get, those who recognize Allah ta'ala is completely different from those who are running after the things of this dunya. So may Allah make us among those people. This is the benefits of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will a person get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the means of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama say, it's nothing difficult at all. It is nothing difficult at all. I just forgot to mention one point. Ulama say also, when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great benefit is that inshallah a person will be saved from rejection in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say that shaitan, he had 4 ayns. And a person has made effort to get 4 ayns. Shaitan only had 3 ayns in him. And because of this, he was rejected. You see, shaitan was a very, very great abid. He was a very great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great worshipper that there is not a place on the surface of the earth in which shaitan did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everywhere he made worship of Allah ta'ala. Number 2, he was a great alim. Very, very great learned scholar. So much so, he knows how to masail ulama also. He knows all the masail of all the different sharias and the different laws which came out throughout the centuries. He learned all of them. So he knows how he can misguide people. And he was a very great arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great, he had knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala told him that, "Oh shaitan, you are rejected. Go out from here. Fakhruj fa innaka rajim." So he knew at that time that Allah ta'ala's rahmat and mercy overpowers Allah's anger. So at that time he made dua to Allah ta'ala. That, "Oh Allah, fa'andhirni ila yawmi yub'athun." Allah, give me chance till the day of Qiyamah. Normally somebody is frightened. The father will hide under the bed until the father's temper comes down. Because he's frightened, he'll get a good hiding. But shaitan at that time had so much of recognition of Allah ta'ala that Allah won't get so angry, his anger won't become so much that Allah won't have mercy. So he said, "Allah, give me a chance." And Allah accepted his dua also. But they say shaitan didn't have the ayn of love, the ayn of ishq. He had ibadat, abid, arif, alim. But he wasn't an ashik, he wasn't love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person was called the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he would have said, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had the love of Allah ta'ala. When he made a mistake, and Allah ta'ala said, "Why did you make a mistake? Rabbana zalamna." And he said, "No, Allah, please forgive me, I did wrong." He had love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan, ana khayrun min, he had pride within himself. So ifk and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove pride from a person. Ulama say that there are two things. A person must have knowledge also, and he must have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has got knowledge, if he got no knowledge, and he only got love of Allah ta'ala, this will take him to bid'at, to innovation. He will go into finding many, many people become bid'atis. Why they become bid'atis? They got a lot of love for Allah, a lot of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they do not know how to control it, they haven't got knowledge. But if a person has got knowledge only, and he hasn't got the love of Allah ta'ala, knowledge will create pride in a person and will destroy a person. But when a person has got love, the knowledge, and he's got love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both these things together, then he'll become a perfect human being. So these are two efforts a person has to make. So a person also has to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by means of this year, Mawlana Asim Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, a person will be saved from rejection in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the ways of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very, very simple, nothing difficult at all. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability. We know and understand the great value of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, do these things. And definitely a person in this path, he will never be namurad. He will never become unsuccessful. Any love of the dunya, a person is running after money, it's not necessary he will get that money. He's trying, eventually he'll die in that. A person is running after a certain woman, one person wanted to get married to the princess. So he's trying, his friends asking, "What happened?" He says, 50% of the work is done. He says, 50%, we're shocked. You are an ordinary person, you want to get married to the princess. He says, 50% of the work is done, I'm happy. Now I just have to get her to be happy. So 50% of the work is done. So that in the dunya, you're trying to get a certain person, love of certain person. But many, many people have become unsuccessful. And even if you get that person, for how long? For a short while you will get that person. Eventually you will grow old. That person will grow old also. And eventually a person, you either will die first or she will die first. And there will be separation in this world. But when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no separation at all. Forever and forever. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can never be unsuccessful. If he is making an effort to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is his desire, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, "Oh Allah, I want your love." He say, even if in this dunya a person does not get the love of Allah ta'ala, it must not happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will tell a person, "Oh my banda, what you ask me in this dunya, I never give you, I will give it to you now." And a person looks back, "Ya Allah, I never asked." Look at the other people, they asked for Allah's love and they got the love of Allah ta'ala and they never got these things. So how many of us make dua to Allah ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So daily in our duas, take out special time to make dua. This is the sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first thing, make dua to Allah ta'ala. This one sunnah dua, "Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak," "Oh Allah, I ask you for your love." And the love of those people who love you. And those actions which will lead me to your love. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. We are very weak. But if you start, at least make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will see that this person has got sincerity. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِنًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتَ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain people, they wanted to go for hijrat, to make hijrat was farz ayn, compulsory. But some people, they left their houses, they were just about to leave their houses and they passed away on the road. So the family was worried now. My family never go for hijrat. Did they pass away as a believer or a kafir? So Allah sent ayat of the Quran to leave down. There is a person who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And death comes to him on the path. He's got the full reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah ta'ala, a person is making effort. He just started also. And he's making effort. He's trying now. And he passes away in death on the path. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect him amongst his lovers. How is merciful Allah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the first thing is you must have talab within ourselves, desire that I need the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, a person must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing the ulama say is, you really take out some time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You see, any person you go to his house every day, you're sitting and talking with him, you're speaking with him. And now, for 10 days, 20 days, 30 days you are going, and one day you don't go to him, what's going to happen? He'll phone you. "Where are you? Why you never come here?" So when a person is making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily he's taking out time and speaking, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he falls into a problem, he can't come to the masjid one day. Allah is, where's my banda? Why is he not there today? Allah ta'ala special mercy will come on that person. So daily take out some time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is so powerful. Dhikr zakir ku madkur tak pahuncha deta hai. Dhikr is that. The person who is making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, it will take him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody in this world, when Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullah, like he's so beautiful in a poem, that sanam sota rehta hai, aur aashik rota rehta hai. That person who you fell in love with, that woman, she is fast asleep, maybe she's dreaming of somebody else also. And you're sitting and you're crying for her, and you're thinking about her, and you're singing nizams for her, and she's fast asleep, even your own wife maybe. Sometimes she's fast asleep, and you're sitting and thinking about her, and talking about her, and say, I love you, whatever, and she's fast asleep. Maybe she wakes up after some while, she gives one shot to you, go back to sleep, you're disturbing me. But Allah is not like that here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, my banda, I'm here. As Mawlana rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that when a mosquito bites you at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, it's not that the mosquito is bitten you, Allah has sent the mosquito to wake you up. He said, oh my banda, I'm thinking about you, why are you not thinking about me? So at that time, Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he said, at that time of the night when you wake up, there's one sunnah dua also, when a person wakes up at night, must read this dua, and whatever dua you make after it is accepted. The fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, you do the fourth kalima first, and then the third kalima after it is, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. So first the fourth kalima, then the third kalima, and then whatever dua you make after it, the hadith is, Allahumma khfirli, make the dua, oh Allah forgive me. So any other dua you make at that time, as soon as you make that dua, your dua is readily accepted. Whenever we wake up at night, read the fourth kalima, then the third kalima, and then whatever dua you want to make at that time, the du'as are readily accepted. Or when you wake up tahajjud time, you wake up fajr time, make these du'as. So when a person makes zikr, immediately as he makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great thing this is. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily take out some time, be punctual with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif. When we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, actually we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us, you know, when a person thinks of all of these ibadat we are doing, when you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just remember when Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, one waqiyah he mentioned, there was one person, one lady, she was working for a king. So she used to wash the clothing of the king and all his whole family. So one day she got up at old, she told her son, you know, I can't manage to wash the clothing properly. So can you help me to wash the clothing? So he said, no problem. So he started washing the clothing now. But now he's washing the clothing, especially of the princess. He's washing it very, very nicely. Everybody else is washing properly, but he's strong now, and the princess's clothing is washing very, very well. After 1 week, 2 weeks passed, the king called the lady. See, you know, you're washing our clothing so well, especially my daughter's, and she's so happy. How you washing her clothing? I'm giving you an increase. And he gave her a nice big increase. She kept quiet, she never said anything, she went back. After 1-2 months, the son comes to the mother and says, my mother, you know, I want to get married to the princess. Please organize me, I want to get married to the princess. Mother says, my son, you want to get married to the princess? You're crazy. They'll never accept it. After 1 month, again, he comes back. I want to get married to the princess. Mother said, you know what actually happened? The princess passed away. You can't get me. She said, you have an excuse. The princess never passed away. The son said, what? And in the love of the princess, he uttered ah, and he passed away. He also died. So now the mother was very, very worried. Now she had to do her washing herself. She started washing again. After 1 week, the king called her back and says that your work is very, very substandard. It's very, very low standard. How you were washing before, now it's completely different. I'm not happy at all with your washing. And now I'm going to lower your wages again. Or I'm going to fire you eventually. So Imam Masihullah rahmatullah said, what's the difference? When the woman washed the clothing and the boy washed the clothing, what was the difference? The boy had loving him. He had love for that woman. It's a haram love. But because of that, how he washed the clothing. When you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to come early for salat will be enjoyable for a person. For a person to make dua now, because you love somebody, now namaz won't be a burden for a person. You have to go for namaz. Now namaz, I'm waiting to meet my beloved. I wish I could be extra time in the masjid. Now to give zakat, you want to spend on your beloved. You give zakat, 2.5% is too little, but I want to give 10%. I want to spend on my beloved. To stay away from food and drink is very enjoyable for a person, it's for his beloved now. Now to go for Hajj and Umrah is beloved for a person, I want to go and visit my beloved. Now to stay away from haram and sins, to stay away from the kuffar's lifestyle, it becomes enjoyable for a person because my beloved will become happy. Allah will become happy with me. Now a person will get a different flavor in his life. Now a person will become baligh. Ulama say when a person is not baligh, he looks at his friends who are baligh, and he says, my friends, they're so stupid, I'm playing with kites. And he's playing with he's running after that woman. He's dressing himself up, putting smart ether and he's talking with that girl 10 hours, 5 hours. He's mad. Girls, what are you supposed to do with them? You're supposed to take your catapult and shoot them with stones. Why are you sitting and talking with this woman? What a stupid person he is. So he tells his friend, says, you know what, you're not Balik still. When you come my age, you'll understand what enjoyment I'm getting with talking with this girl. So they say, similarly, we are not bawling in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are immature people. So when the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, those who have got the love of Allah ta'ala, look at us, they feel sorry for us. That person is walking with a woman. That person is running after dunya, is in his business all the time. What a stupid person he is. I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've become bawling. So this is the effort a person has to make. When he will get the love of Allah in his heart, he becomes balik. He will look at the people of dunya and he will feel sorry for them. Then how they're running after dunya, chasing after dunya. They are like small, small children. He's crying for 1 million, 2 million, 5 million then. He is a small child. So anyhow, this is the way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to make dua, to have this desire within ourselves. Number two, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, is a person must sit in the company, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, to sit in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really to sit in their company is something very, very enjoyable. It's not difficult at all. When a person will sit in the company of the wrong people, automatically his heart will be inclined towards the wrong people. And when a person will sit in the company of the right people, even if he hasn't got those qualities, just sitting in their company, then inshallah, automatically the quality will rub off onto that person's heart. Wherever we are, whichever areas we come from, make it our habit every week. There are majalis taking place of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, whichever areas we are, go and sit in the company of those people, with the intention of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we go with the correct intention, even if that person is a fake, but Allah ta'ala will give us that day. Because Allah ta'ala looks at that talab and the desire of that person. If a person really has got sincere desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the love of Allah ta'ala in the person's heart. But Allah's system in the dunya is you'll have to go to somebody. So go to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today it's very, very easy. That maybe on the website, we can hear bayan, or we can... on the internet, but in this way, actually a person won't get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person, the suhbat is the most important thing. Sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, this is what will create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Abdulhamid Ta'ala Barakatuh mentioned, say, I do not know, but perhaps you can ask the muftis, that if a person, perhaps he might get married on the internet, may be able to get married, but he won't be able to get a child over the internet. That's an impossible thing. To get a child, a person needs suhbat, and very hot suhbat. Then a person will get a child eventually after some time. So similarly, a person, we just sitting and listening to the bayans over the internet, a person will never get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen will come into a person with a suhbat in the company of the awliya Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, all of us, the tawfiq and ability. And one other easy way also, just one hadith I read the other day, that Allah ta'ala says, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادَ إِلَيَّ. Make my bannas beloved to me, Allah will love you. So you tell other people about my, I haven't got the quality of the love of Allah in my heart, Allah give me, bless me. But my intention of giving this bayan was, if I make somebody else beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Allah will love us. So we tell other people about Allah, tell the people about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we haven't got it within ourselves, inshallah Allah ta'ala will grant us his love and muhabbat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq and ability. If we've come to the Islahi Jalsa, and this one quality comes into our heart, if we know we have to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah our whole jalsa is successful. And we start making effort towards it in our life. Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.